just after 5 o'clock. This is hour number three of British Offshore Radio, 1964 to 1967 and beyond. In the background is the theme music of the 1970 pop pirate, Radio North Sea International, which broadcasts from the ship Nebo 2, which was anchored mainly from the Dutch coast, although at one time it came across and anchored off Clacton in England. Before we continue with Radio North Sea and Radio Caroline, more from 1966. From the album The History of Offshore Radio, now we listen to the Radio City drama, Radio Caroline Newsbeat of June 22nd, and Three Closures, Radio 355, London and 270. Special program from Merseyland Alternative Radio, commemorating the 14th of August 1967, the introduction of the Marine Broadcasting Offences Act. Back in time to 1966.
The British government became increasingly concerned by the growth in the number of radio stations off her coasts, and the threat of action against them grew almost daily by mid-year 1966. The government alleged that the pirates stole wavelengths and interfered with shipping. Legislation was only a matter of time, and dramatic events in June 1966, centered around the radio station Radio City in the Thames estuary, precipitated it.
Very popular Diane Perez and Nicky Scott there with this week's number 27 sound on City, and that is called Shaboom, Shaboom. Radio City time, 12 and a half before 4 o'clock. Woo-hoo! Mike Side, Ian McRae, with the hits of today. In Monsters Mac's Music Show.
Radio City.
Members of the British Houses of Parliament were shocked by events on and around the radio station. Radio Caroline Newsbeat of June 22nd, 1966 tells the story.
Radio Caroline Newsbeat, Boston Factual.
37-year-old Reg Calvert, manager of many pop beat groups, including The Fortunes, and owner of the offshore radio station Radio City, was shot dead in a country mansion near Saffron Walden, Essex, early this morning. A man is reported to be helping the Essex police in their inquiries into the shooting. A shroud of mystery has surrounded the activities of Mr. Calvert during the past 2 weeks, with conflicting reports being issued as to the future of his station. Last Monday, the radio chief asked detectives from Scotland Yard to investigate an alleged boarding of his radio station by unnamed people.
Reg Calvert, owner of Radio City, had been shot dead by the leader of a rival pirate group. Radio London and Radio Caroline, and the rivalry between them, were also involved in events around the station, which was boarded and occupied. These events became headline news. Alarm grew markedly in government circles, and the following month, the Postmaster General announced the introduction of the Marine Offences Bill, which would make it an offence for a British citizen to be connected in any way with the offshore broadcasters. By spring 1967, the pirates were in their death throes. The port-based stations had been successfully prosecuted, declared to be in territorial waters, and closed down. The shipborne stations, with the exception of Radio Caroline, announced they would close. Radio 355, formerly Britain Radio, put it this way.
Regrettably, we have to announce the closure of Radio 355 owing to the effects of the British government's Marine Offences Bill, which becomes law in mid-August.
Radio 355 will cease broadcasting at 12 o'clock midnight this coming Saturday, August the 5th. Needless to say, all of us connected to 355 are very sad at the impending closure of the station. However, we do hope that you will enjoy the remaining programs coming your way on Radio 355.
Radio London closed down at 3 p.m. on August 14, 1967, just a few hours before the Marine Offences Bill became law.
Some mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the Managing Director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
During the past 3 years, I feel that Radio London has done very little harm, but an awful lot of good. During those 3 years, it's helped organizations such as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, the Cancer Fund, the Lifeboat Service, to raise funds for their very worthwhile causes. It saved the life of an airman who bailed out of over the North Sea and was picked up by Radio London's tender. In closing, I would like to give my personal thanks to all of the staff at 17 Curzon Street, to all of the DJs, to Captain Bumminger and his crew, to the 1,027 advertisers who have supported Radio London in the last 3 years, and used Radio London to help sell their products. But most of all, I'd like to thank you, one of the 12 million listeners in the UK and the 4 million listeners in Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, and the other countries on the continent, for all of the support that you have given Radio London during the last 3 years.
Bigel time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
It's 8 minutes past 5 on Thursday, the 14th of August. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio. We are commemorating the Marine Offences Act of 13 years ago. At midnight on the same day as Radio London, Radio 270 closed down.
I also have a telegram. As you probably know, our managing director, Mr. Wolf Crowfoot, is in Spain right now. And unfortunately, he couldn't be here with us at the very, very end. But I received a telegram from him about 2 days ago. And it reads very, very short, very, very sweetly. It says, to all Radio 270 listeners and staff, we will return. So I'll find Wolf Crowfoot, Barcelona. So there you go. And, oh dear, it's getting so near the time, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. And lastly, but by no means least, as they've already been mentioned in Mr. Dale's letter, but I feel I must mention them again, somebody else has really made this possible, or made the 15 months of 270 possible, all the advertisers, of course, all the national, and of course, all the local advertisers, which are just as important. And I hope we've done you some kind of a service out there. And thank you very, very much for your loyalty and for your support. We really do appreciate it. And that just about winds it up. As I said, I think I thanked everybody for everything. And, well, that's it. I'm getting a bit, oh boy, I think I'm cracking up or something. 5 minutes now. That gives us 4 minutes left. So I've got time to play one more item. Exactly 60 seconds left. So I haven't said my goodbyes yet. Well, you already know my sentiment. I'm going to miss you one hell of a lot. And for me, Leslie, I hope maybe someday soon, in the not-too-distant future, we'll meet on the air again very, very soon. This is Radio 270, broadcasting on 1115 kilocycles in the medium wave band. The time is 1.5 minutes before midnight, and we're now closing down. On behalf of the 270 men, the radio technicians, the captain and the crew, and everybody on shore concerned with Radio 270, this is Leslie Young wishing you God bless and Godspeed. Good night and goodbye. Radio 270 is now closing down.
Radio Caroline, however, continued defiantly.
This is Caroline South on 259 meters in the medium wave band, the continuing sound of free radio, now the one and only, and your future in commercial radio.
By midnight on the 14th of August, only two radio ships remained. Radio Caroline North, anchored from the Isle of Man, and Radio Caroline South, anchored from Clacton-on-Sea in Essex. And that's the way it stayed until March 1968. The happenings of March 1968 will come after this record.
It's the Radio Caroline blast from the past.
Music from the Tremolos, Here Comes My Baby. All but two of the pirate stations by now had closed down. We had lost Radio Atlanta, the highly Americanized and popular Radio London, Radio Such, Radio Invicta, Radio Essex, BBMS, which is Britain's better music station, Radio 390, Radio Scotland, Radio 270, Britain Radio, and Radio England, as well as Radio City. All that was left was Caroline North and Caroline South.
But even Radio Caroline died.
On the morning of March the 3rd, 1968, shortly after 6 a.m., in a carefully planned operation, both Caroline ships were towed from their positions by tugs owned by the Dutch Weismuller tug and salvage firm. An ironic end indeed for the so-called pirates, ended by real piracy. Only two offshore radio stations remained in the whole world, Radio Veronica off the Dutch coast, and on the other side of the world, Radio Horaki off New Zealand.
No. In the world of music on Caroline North. Mine, international.
March the 3rd, 1968, and there was no freedom of choice on British radio. Until 1970, when Radio North Sea International commenced broadcasting from the Dutch coast, February and March of 1970. R&I, and the beginning of it, follows this record from Keith. Just 40 minutes ago, on this afternoon's presentation from Merseyland Alternative Radio, we are commemorating the 1967 Marine Broadcasting Offences Act, which on the 14th of August at midnight made it illegal for a British subject to work, advertise or supply an offshore radio station. MAR special commemorative day lasts from 3 until 6. Hope you're enjoying it. In the last 2 hours, you've heard air checks from stations from 64 until 1967. Caroline continued, as previously stated, until March 68, when it was illegally towed away to Amsterdam, pending a long and drawn-out court case. However, two Swiss businessmen tried to obtain the MV Galaxy, which was in harbour in Hamburg. The German government blocked this request, and they went after another radio ship. This later became the Mebo 2, the multicolored Mebo 2. And in 1970, Radio North Sea International from the Dutch coast was born. To follow up Radio Veronica. International, or RNI, broadcasted from the Dutch coast, one time came over to England during the summer of 1970 and influenced the general election, or so it is believed, from Labour and to Conservative. During these 3 days, it changed its name from Radio North Sea International to Radio Caroline, and changed back promptly when the general election had been over. Radio North Sea was not without its troubles. During the jamming of 1970, it also had a bomb attack and a boarding party. The boarding party is coming up in a few seconds' time. V and the Night of the Thousand Eyes. From 1970 to 1974, there were four pirate radio ships operating from the Dutch coast. These were Radio Veronica, the long-established station for the Dutch people, Radio North Sea International, which were broadcasting in Dutch and English, Radio Atlantis, which was the last station on the air also in Dutch and English, and Radio Caroline. Going back to the Radio North Sea story, as we've previously said, Radio North Sea was not without its troubles. It had a proposed boarding, a bomb attack,
and all sorts of jamming and legal problems.
In January 1970, Radio North Sea International commenced transmissions from off the Dutch coast. On August 29th of the same year, it was involved in an incident no less dramatic than that involving Radio Heraki.
Okay, we'll continue on with some pop music so they know that this is Radio North Sea International. Radio North Sea International, by the way, right now is under attack from a tug called the Husky from Willemstad. I repeat this for all legal authorities so that they know exactly who is involved in this particular situation. The tug Husky from Willemstad, owned by a Meneer Herman, along with his launch, the Viking, which is registered in Panama, also owned by Mr. Herman. Radio North Sea International, located on the boat Mevo 2, has been involved in a legal case with Mr. Case Munders, as many of our readers in Holland know. And now Mr. Munders, because he has lost his appeal, has now resorted to the position of cutting the anchor chain on the Mevo 2 and in an attempt to tow us inland.
Time now at 20 minutes to 4 o'clock. This is an account of what exactly happened this afternoon. At approximately 25 minutes to 2 this afternoon, the tug Husky from Willemstad was sighted from the ship, from our ship Mebo. Also the launch Viking, which is registered in Panama. We'll give you details of the ships in just a few moments. And a certain Case Munders, owner of nightclubs in Amsterdam, came aboard to talk about taking over the ship. Now, it appears that Case Munders had some sort of business agreement with us at some time, but it was never signed, and he was never in actual fact a director of this company, and he now feels that he wishes to take the ship away from us. In our own way, we are prepared, but we do need some help, so please stand by in case there's any way in which you can help us.
Radio North Sea, and later on, it was bombed, as truly has already been played. It's coming up to 5:30, just half an hour left of music and air checks from pirate radio stations. Radio North Sea closed down on the 29th of August, 1974, as did Radio Atlantis, Radio Veronica, but not Radio Caroline. In the next half hour, we will recreate Caroline from 73 to 1918.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Out of the crowd with his head on the bow, he just moaned and it made no sense. He just goes,
to note that without the pirate radio ships of the 60s and early 70s, then we wouldn't have commercial radio or local radio in Britain today. And indeed, you wouldn't have land-based pirate stations like Merseyland Alternative Radio. Before the pirate ships, there was no such thing. thing as land-based pirate radio. However, since the ships have gone, it is now a necessity for stations like ours to bring you some sort of music that is free from government restrictions.
Mi amigo radio. Mi amigo radio. Mi amigo radio. Mi amigo radio.
1973 saw the return of Radio Caroline. Not the Caroline North ship, but the Mi Amigo. Radio Caroline, broadcasted from the Dutch coast, in Dutch and in English, from 1973 until August 1974.
Radio Mi Amigo!
Mi Amigo, hey! Mi Amigo, hey! Mi Amigo, hey!
Mi Amigo!
In August 1974, the Dutch government brought out their own Marine Broadcasting Offences Act. Once again, all the stations had closed down, Atlantis, Veronica and North Sea. Only Caroline was left, and it sailed over to England.
Serving the European continent from the North Sea. This is the new Radio Caroline.
Caroline then became Europe's only album station on 259.
Live from the North Sea on 259 meters each and every evening, the voice of Turned On Europe, Radio Caroline.
Flying to the sun, sweet Caroline.
Only album station on 259. That was Radio Caroline from the Mi Amigo.
Do you remember? Do you recall the day we went out into the country just to get away from it all? Sun was high, so was I, on loving you. Sky so blue, we loved right through. I knew just what to do. Do you remember? Do you recall the day we went out into the country just to get away from it all? Meadows green have never been so love-inspired. Never tired. Walking through a wonderland for two. Do you remember? Do you recall the day we went out into the country just to get away from it all?
She's all dressed. The Scaffold and Do You Remember? In the last 2.5 hours, we've had a good amount of nostalgia. And maybe a lot of our weekend listeners are too young to remember the pirate stations of the 60s and early 70s. This is a very light surface touch, which doesn't really do credit to the pirate ships. Many people say to us here on MAR, why do we play a ding-ding every so often? Well, the ding-ding came from Caroline, and here it is on its own. Radio Caroline continued from the east coast of this country for a few years without any major problem. However, three successive years, 1977, 78, and 79 to 80, there was bad trouble with weather conditions. The weather conditions resulted, of course, in March of this year, when the Mi-Amigo sank the ship in Force 8 gales. And good morning, Starshine.
It's the radio of Caroline, personality, big, big, two flicks.
For 16 years, the Mi-Amigo was the home of Radio Caroline. In many years, a lot of DJs passed through the station. Famous names like Tony Blackburn and Dave Lee Travis were just a few.
loving the British Isles. Booking, swinging out of the day. This is 199 Radio Caroline.
In 1966, a group called the Roaring Sixties brought out the Process song. The record was called Wheel of the Pirates on the Marmalade record label. It's been played on MAR and many stations since. This record was withdrawn from release by order of the British government. Here for you now is Wheel of the Pirates by the Roaring Sixties.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues with a lot of soul. Yeah, oh, we love the Pirate Station. We love the Pirate Station. We love the Pirate Station. Don't let them take them away. There's some swinging DJs playing top 40 records. They can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day or night. Oh, we love the Pirate Station. We love the Pirate Station. We love the Pirate Station. Don't take them away.
The release of that record, the government did take away the pirate stations, not only in the British Isles, but other European countries also. It's unfortunate, really, when you think that all pirate radio ships ever did was supply an awful lot of entertainment to an awful lot of people. Of course, the last pirate radio ship, Radio Caroline, sank this year on the 20th of March. In heavy seas. Before we finish, as the time is rapidly approaching where we must go off the air, we'll be playing you the final closing down announcement of Radio Caroline. Before that, however, we'll play you the first record that was ever played on the station, The Beatles and Can't Buy Me Love, which was their first number one and in fact their first full record.
What am I supposed to do with a girl like in her eyes, then like child, so free and so wild, and so lovely. What can you say when a girl doesn't want to know? She's too far away, and she makes my life a dream. Butterfly child, so free and so wild, and so lovely. When Jessamine stays, though time goes fast, this is my world at last. Beautiful thing, lost in her eyes, but then the whole world dies. What a the girl I just want to know. Though I'm not a wife, she's made my life a dream. The children don't bother me though.
Jessamine by the Casuals, one of the most popular records of the 60s. All the music you've heard today is from the early 60s, or rather late 60s, from 1964 to 1967-68, which I think makes it probably the mid-60s. Time fast approaching. It's getting on now for 10 minutes to 6 on Meseland Alternative Radio special broadcast.
Loving good music, Radio Caroline. On 2 5 9. From a point to the circles in your mind, this is the new Radio Caroline.
The Mi Amigo may have sunk, it's still there, with its mast pointing skywards. But Caroline hopes to return sometime in the future, hopefully this Christmas. So, MAR will keep you informed of any such thing.
Radio Caroline! More music!
Loving awareness is a habit. A habit. A habit. Loving awareness is free. It's free. It's free.
Loving awareness on Caroline. When it first came back on the air in the 70s. It all started with Caroline back in the 60s, 1964. Now we'll play you the first and last record from Caroline. First one from the motor vessel Caroline, and the second one from the now sunk ship, the Mi Amigo, the first record ever played on Caroline. It was their first number one, the Beatles, and Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. No, 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 say it all.
satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
The sound of the Beatles from 1964, and that's Can't Buy Me Love. It's slowly coming round to time when we must go off the air. We've got a few more things to play for you. A jingle single now containing a lot of prime material. While I sit back and get myself together, some jingles from the 60s, 64 to 1968.
Meters in the medium wave band. This is Radio Scotland.
From a pirate radio souvenir EP. Caroline, London, Scotland City, Tower, Essex. Britain Radio, Radio England, Radio London. To name but a few of the many pirate stations that have operated from the British coast and from Europe. From 1962 to 1980.
hallmark of quality written radio.
And it wouldn't be fair to leave out two stations that have not, up to this present moment, anyway, on this afternoon's broadcast, had at least a jingle playing. Of course, Radio Veronica and Radio Atlantis. Radio Veronica, and finally, the station that I had the pleasure of working on from the Belgian coast, way back in 1973 to 74. A quick few jingles here from Radio Atlantis.
Radio Atlantis.
The fastest thing in the air.
Unfortunately for you and for me, it's in Dutch.
Radio Atlantis is van u.
So there we go. I think we've covered nearly everything. There's bound to be quite a lot we've left out in detail. But every single station has had an air check. And now, Wednesday, 19th of March, 1980, gales and heavy seas in the Knock Deep Channel. Non-stop music all evening was heard from 963 kHz, 319 metres. The microphone switched on only to give coded messages to the office at the top of each hour. At midnight, a stunning announcement from Stevie Gordon and Tom Anderson. This is Sarah Cullen introducing the News at 10 feature on the 20th of August, the 20th of March this year.
The last pirate radio ship, and before they abandoned it, the crew had time to say goodbye to their 500,000 listeners.
Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down, and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship. Obviously, we hope to be back with you as soon as possible, but we just want to assure you all of them that there's nothing to worry about. We're all quite safe. Just for the moment, we'd like to say goodbye, Tom.
Yeah, it's not a very good occasion, really. I have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboat, hoping that the subs can take it. If they can, we'll be back.
I think we'll be back somewhere or another coming, sir. From all of us, for the moment, goodbye, God bless.
Closing down announcements of Radio Caroline from March of this year. For over 16 years now, radio stations have broadcast from ships anchored in international waters. The operation of a radio station on land is complex enough in itself, but the problems involved in shipborne broadcasting are many times greater. Apart from the all too obvious dangers presented by the constant assault of wind and waves, European governments one by one have legislated against the activities of so-called pirate radio stations, which have threatened broadcasting monopolies throughout the continent. As a result, the lives of the radio ships, which have brought pleasure to so many listeners, have all been too short. The sounds of the radio ships once started...